Good morning, I'm Lynn Arnold and we're on Anglicare On Air, a monthly programme of news and views, not just about Anglicare, but about Anglicare's work in the community, but about the community and the issues that are concerned to us in Anglicare. We bring a number of different issues every month and we talk about what's happened in the past month, and we've had a number of things take place in the past 4 weeks. But what I want to talk about today is to focus on something that will happen before I'm on air again, which is National Youth Week. And National Youth Week runs from the 13th of April to the 22nd of April. It's the largest celebration of young people around the nation. And so we thought we'd talk about that this month. And I have two very special guests in with me this morning. One is Nathan Earden. He's on the committee of the Elizabeth Riders Committee. He tells me he's at Year 11 in Fremont. But we'll be talking to Nathan a bit later in the program. But good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
And the other special guest who I'll talk to first is a special hero for us in Anglicare as well, Amy Gascoigne. Amy was nominated as Young South Australian of the Year, and the Commonwealth Bank have appointed her as an SA local hero, and she's done some fabulous work with the Aerosol Angels. In fact, a couple of years ago, I used some of the work from the Aerosol Angels on the Christmas card I sent out. I think Luke was the artist.
Levi.
Yep. Sorry, Levi. And he did a fabulous piece of art, and it just got so much comment around the place when I sent that Christmas card out. But anyway, we're on to the National Youth Week, as I say. That'll be happening in mid to the second bit of April. And I'm going to talk to Amy first about that. Amy Gascoigne. Amy, you're a youth worker at the Platform. And tell us just a bit about that, what you do at the Platform.
The Platform is Anglicare's youth tenancy in the north. We're based in Northern Sound System, just next to the skate park. Mm-hmm. So it means that we do have a lot to do with the young people in the skate park and having a bit of a yarn with them all the time and talking about how we can support them to grow and get bigger. On top of that, we have programs where young people can just come hang out, feel supported, meet new people and just generally be involved in their community. Mm-hmm. We've got Aerosol Angels, as Lynn talked about before, where young people can come who are into doing graffiti illegally but wanting to get out of doing it illegally and get more involved in doing it in a legal setting, so they can learn skills on how to be able to get more business savvy, get more opportunities to be able to link into more legal opportunities and be involved positively in their community rather than creating negative stuff all the time. And also young people can come just for general support. So if they need to have an adult to talk to, someone where they just need to be able to get some stuff off their head, they need help with housing and different options and stuff, they can come in and talk to us. And myself and the other youth workers at Anglicare are able to then support them to be able to get safe, be safe in the long run, basically.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, I've been out to the Platform a number of times, and I'm always impressed what I see out there. You do some fabulous work out there.
Thank you very much.
Now, anyway, you're involved as part of National Youth Week. How are you involved?
We work every year with a group of young people, which are the Elizabeth Riders Committee, which Nathan's involved with, who's here today. As part of that, the young people, it started about 4.5 years ago where the young people nagged us every day going, oh, we want to have a skate comp. And then from that, we said, well, do something about it. Like, don't nag us. Like, you guys can do it. So they formed a group of people, came back and saw us. And from that, we started working with them to teach the young people skills and how to organise a skate comp. So it's a program run in collaboration with City of Playford. So it's both Anglicare and City of Playford run it together. And the young people do all the work at the end of the day, and we try and have as much fun doing it.
So. And so this particular skate con this year, what's it called? It's called SLAM, is it?
Yeah, SLAM, which stands for Skate, Launch, Art and Music. So it's about not just having a skate con, but also including everybody in that process as well. So we've got an aerosol battle. We've got
an aerosol battle? Tell me about that.
I know.
Is this about like the paint gun things?
It's not paintball. It's not quite that bad. It's a way for young people to positively compete against each other. So with most competitions, like there's a skate comp and that sort of thing, it's quite easy to see. But so with an aerosol battle, they have different things than what they're rated on, and they have what's called a letter battle. So each kid will be given a letter. Wow. From a distance, it'll spell out a word, so it's effective from a distance.
Wow.
And then we also have a character battle, so young kids are able to then do their character and compete against each other to be able to see who gets the best results.
Is that going to be put on YouTube?
probably, it potentially will be filmed and there will definitely be photos up, but I don't know if at this stage we've thought about putting it on YouTube.
I'd love to see
it. Potential for the future.
Yeah, so. Okay, great. And but as you say, there's other competitions there as well, the BMX and the skateboard.
Yeah, so there's three categories, so BMX, skateboard and scooter, and two different age categories all up. It's open for 10 to 25-year-olds. And young people can come down from any time from 11. The guys on the Real Elizabeth Riders Committee run the registration booth, so mm-hmm. and they run the whole event on the day. Like yeah. there's literally two adults running the skate park, and the rest is all young people. So
well,
they look out
well,
for safety.
I'll be asking Nathan about that in a minute. So,
yeah, which is great.
Well, in fact, you've mentioned the Elizabeth Riders Committee, and of course we'll be speaking to Nathan in a minute. When did you first come in contact with them?
I guess I've been with Anglicare for 7 years. From that, the platform opened in Northern Sound System about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I guess one of the main roles I saw was about, and the good thing about working in Anglicare is the fact that we can work with the community where the community's at. So instead of asking young people to come into offices and have a yarn to us, mm-hmm. we'll be able to go sit in the skate park or hang out at the shops and do all those different bits and pieces that make young people feel more comfortable and more open to chat to in the
yeah,
long run.
Yeah, of course, yes, and actually in their environment.
So, yeah, yeah, so I'm pretty much out in the skate in the skate park on a daily basis. And
but the platform itself is a pretty warm, welcoming environment.
It is. I think that we definitely try to make it as warm, like as welcoming as possible and try and create as much colour and a really nice environment as
yeah.
we can.
In fact, everything I gather indicates that the people who go in there love it, and maybe that's what we'll do, is actually go to a song, I Love It, by the Hilltop Hoods.
I'm wondering where the day went. The clouds had me shrouded in gray, but I'm still out pounding the pavement. Drowning the herb, I pound around some brown paper. Planted a label, now I'm drowning in paper. Went out of cool, I'm down with found an escape from work. And I love it, cause that's when your hard work gets you. My heart burst through my chest, I'm rescued. So forget with the rest, you were blessed to do it to a hoover.
Yeah.
And that was local South Australian group, the Hilltop Hoods, with Sia, featuring Sia, and performing I Love It. And Nathan, who I'm about to speak to in a minute, but I'm going to speak to right now, you like the Hilltop Hoods, don't you?
Yeah, they're Australian based, like South Australian. It's pretty catchy and nice guys, met a couple of times.
You've met them?
Yeah.
Wow, oh great, good, fantastic. So you think their music's pretty catchy, and it did sound pretty catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Great.
Yeah. Well, okay, here we are, Nathan Ayrton. It's you're on air, and it's great to have you here. Thanks very much for coming in. And Nathan is a member of the committee of the Elizabeth Riders Committee. When did you first come across the committee?
About 2.5 to 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. A couple of mates were in it from the previous comp of the year before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they told me about it, and I came in, had a little look, and they kind of bribed us in with pizza, but so we did that for a little bit, and then just got really into it. We ran workshops, we ran the skate comp that year, and then
fantastic.
Yeah, it's just really good.
How many members on the committee?
At least 12 to 15.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of guys.
Yeah, and so tell me a bit about them. Are they you're year 11, but are they around that your age or younger, older, all?
There's a bunch of young ones. The youngest is probably about 13 years old, and the oldest is probably about 20, maybe older.
Okay. And so this committee is just you young guys, young people running it, and you organise a committee, you're able to do it, you do all the meeting stuff and so on? That works well?
Yeah, it's okay. It gets really bad at times, but that's only just us.
Well, I'll tell you what,
boys.
It's no mean feat running a committee, and I'm hugely impressed that people of your age are able to run a committee, and that's a fair-sized committee. A good friend of mine is very keen on having schools do education of young people to how to run committees, how to be secretaries and chairs, and you guys are just doing it. So that's fabulous. So you came across the committee. Now, when you came across the riders, that implies a number of different sorts of riding.
Yeah, there's several. We have skateboarders, bike riders, mm-hmm. and scooter riders.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So what's your favourite?
I rode a scooter for a little bit, but I've got a bike now. But
yeah,
it's
okay. So and you go to the competitions yourself?
Well, the part of the riders committee, if you want to join the competition, we have to kind of step out the committee until it's finished.
They'd call that conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee, that's really good. And so you've been there, what, you said just over 2 years, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently that you get around to travel around a bit with this committee.
Yeah, we've been to places like Port Pirie, Wyler and Port Augusta, and we've run a couple of workshops.
Fantastic. So tell me, a workshop, what happens when you run a workshop?
Well, we get a selected group of kids that take part in the workshop, so I'll have a bunch of kids and a whole other bunch of riders from the committee will grab another, and we set them on their skill level, and we try and teach them to become better and better riders.
And again, this is you guys on this committee.
Yeah.
You're doing the workshops and everything.
Yeah.
Take a bow. I mean, I just think that's huge. When you're doing these workshops, I mean, do you plan ahead as to what you're going to be teaching, doing with them?
Yeah, we do a lot of planning. Thanks to Amy and George, they we do a lot of planning in our meetings, and George and Amy help us a lot.
Yeah. And they'll go up there with you to these workshops.
Now,
in fact, in this week we've got coming up the Slam. Skate, launch, art, music, that sounds great. Not to be confused with the slam. Okay. there's actually going to be in Salisbury North Skate Park, there's going to be a BMX and scooter workshop, isn't there?
We did one last year, and we just taught a whole bunch of kids how to do stuff. We had riders from Perth come over,
and
they helped out a lot.
Now, so with this one coming up on the Wednesday, the 18th of April, is that during the day or in the evening?
That's during the day, starting from
2 o'clock. So if somebody's listening to the program and wants to get involved, what do they do?
Well, I think you can go to your local, council youth worker and just go to and just talk to them and they will give you a registration form and information on the day.
Okay, okay. How many would you expect might come along?
I think about 20 kids, maybe less.
Mm-hmm. Still, that's a fair few. And in this case, they'll be doing BMX and scooter. And then you're going up after the week is over, and in fact, I notice that'll be when we're next on air, on Friday, April the 27th. You're going for a two-day visit up to the Copper Triangle.
Yeah.
Cadena, Wallaroo and Moody. Have you been there before?
No, I haven't. I've only been to Port Pirie.
Yeah. Well, the Copper Triangle's a really nice place, very historic place. Now, just when we were off air before, Nathan was telling me about the fact that they're very lucky to have sponsors here. Do you want to mention them?
We have Little Black Bike. They help us out with all the bikes and stuff. We have Mad Gear on board this year. They're a very big scooter brand,
mm-hmm.
and very lucky to have them. We have Eland Skateboards, is another very big skateboard brand.
Mm-hmm.
We have The Clinic. That's the skate shop on 20 Curry Street.
Yeah.
And Dishonor, our bike slash clothes brand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you what, you've heard those brand names because they're sponsors for the Slam, and I just think it's wonderful when companies take the initiative to come behind things like that. So I really am very happy to endorse and encourage people to go to such companies, and Nathan was pretty keen that we give them a plug, and I'm more than happy to do so. So now you've been on the committee 2.5 years. What do you think? Are you going to stay on next year?
Yeah, I'll stay on. Mm-hmm. But the only reason I'd probably quit is if I moved far away or got a serious job.
Yeah.
That will happen.
Yeah. Well, in due course. But now, how much time a week do you spend doing riding of different sorts on the bike? Or?
Well, I've recently just taken my leg cast off, so I haven't actually ridden my bike in a while. But
yeah.
I normally do it every day.
Every day, okay. Yeah. Tell me, leg cast, that sounds like there was something happened.
Yeah, I hurt myself with a trampoline.
Oh, I see, it wasn't a riding accident.
No.
Okay, well, that was bad luck, but it's all come good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Nathan, it's been fabulous talking to you, and I'm just so impressed that you and your committee members do what you're doing, because, you know, that's the sort of thing that we should be seeing so much more of in the community. So you can all take a bow. Congratulations, and thank you. And with that, we will go to another music break, and I think we're going to listen to Feel So Close with Calvin Harris.
I feel so close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now. Stopping us right now.
there's no stopping us right now. There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
That's Feel So Close by Calvin Harris, and you're on Anglicare on Air with Lynn Arnold and Nathan Eerdmann and Amy Gascoigne. And Nathan, did you like that piece of music?
Yeah, I've actually got it on my iPod, to
okay.
be honest.
Okay, good, good. Well, there we are, so it gets a thumbs up. Anyway, we were talking about the Elizabeth Riders Committee and the fact that they seem to be working everywhere. They're in the Copper Triangle in April, they're in Salisbury North in April, they've been up to Port Pirie and other places, and I guess you sometimes work in Elizabeth. Whereabouts in Elizabeth do you ride?
The launch pad near NSS.
Yes, okay, great, good. Now, Amy, you've been involved in supporting them, and obviously it must be a lot of fun working with this group.
It is. It's a super amount of fun. Like, the young people, it's all boys in one hit, so there's a lot of things to take into account. We've got a few really good rules around farts and all those sorts of things to keep the room under control. But so we do have a lot of fun at the same time, which is really good.
Yeah. Now, we were talking just briefly about presentations they do. Do you want to mention something about that?
Yeah, so I guess one of the things that I think it, for me, is really important is that a lot of young people that are put in leadership positions often do quite well academically, but the really good thing about these guys that although their school attendance isn't always the highest and all those sorts of things, they've got this amazing social leadership skills. So one of the things that we talk about with the Riders Committee is training them up to really take advantage of these leadership skills and look at how we can get things like what we do happening in other areas. And when we went on the recent road trip to Port Pirie, Wyler and Port Augusta, the young people co-presented with me and Georgina James, who's the Youth Development Officer at Playford Council, around ways to encourage young people to get involved in recreational committees. So Nathan here always talks about that it doesn't always have to be about skate parks and all those sorts of things. It can be, if you've got a group of young people that are really interested in hopscotch, you can create the Elizabeth Hopscotch Committee and all
of
those
course,
sorts of
things. Of course.
But yeah, so these young people, it's fantastic. So these young people get up with me, I sort of do an introduction and George does a bit of a conclusion, and the young people each present on a different section of what is the Riders Committee.
So
it looks at things around like all the fun things and the behaviour management stuff and also the specific events and workshops that they do, but also looking at things like going, well, these young people can explain what community consultation is and all the different bits and pieces that happen and why they're actually doing the things that they're doing, which is so important. So.
And fantastic. So, Nathan, you're encouraging other young people to do this with whatever recreational activity comes along.
Just some simple things to, like, you can go from zip lining to just simple walking down the street committee.
Great. Well, in fact, that's another piece of encouragement. Young people should just know the possibilities and take up the message here. And if you take up the message, have the commitment, have the enthusiasm, you can actually get major things done. So, Amy, at the platform, if people want to sort of make contact, if they wanted to know how to get in touch with the Elizabeth Riders Committee or these Walking Down the Street Committee that hasn't yet formed, but one day will, what would they do?
They can either come into the platform, so we're based at 73 Elizabeth Way, which is inside Northern Sound System. Alternatively, they can give us a call, and let's hope that I get the phone number right, but the phone number is 8255...
Well, that's not what I've got there.
5470.
So give us that one again, 8255...
5470.
Yes.
So you can just give us a call. We're more than happy to talk. Also, if you are involved in a different skate park and all that, or you just want to learn about the kids and that sort of thing, we're more than happy to come to you for presentations and stuff. And we do charge a little bit of money, and that money goes straight back into the young people and doing the different programs that we're running, so they can continue to improve their skills.
So it's all reinvesting in those young people. Now, we haven't got a lot of time left, but we might just just talk about the fact that at the start you said young people can come to the platform for other forms of help and advice and counsel. So just a very quick run through of the sorts of things that...
Okay, we've got one program called Generate, and it's working with young people that are from intergenerational unemployment. So it's about working with the young person, their family, and looking at ways to be able to get long-term employment opportunities and training and all those different bits and pieces to help make life a little bit easier with gaining employment. We've also got Reconnect, which is working with young people and their families at risk of homelessness, mm-hmm. so or that are already homeless. And so that's a really important service, of, especially around, like, if as a young person you have left home because you just fight all the time with your parents and all those sorts of things, then it's about having a way that you can have an adult to support you, talk things out through, and then potentially look at ways to be able to build on your relationship mm-hmm. with your family so that you can either get back at home or look at, if home's not the option, then looking at other safe forms of housing that you can have rather than yep. sleep on the streets or continually staying on friends' couches and all those sorts of things. So, and then we've also got drop-in programs. So Mondays from 4 to 5.30, young people can that are 8 to 12 can come just to be able to have a space where they can hang out, play, be really active. They're a really high-energy group of young people. So mm-hmm. And just, again, have a really safe space to play. And Tuesdays is a similar program, but for an old group, so 12 to 18, they're a little bit more chilled than the younger ones. But Wednesdays is the Aerosol Angels, which is 4 to 5.30 as well, which is for kids that are wanting to get out of doing graffiti illegally.
Well, that's just fabulous. That's an amazing range of programs. You must be so busy.
Oh, it's but not just me. It's a great team.
But you and your team, but I imagine must be a real buzz working with the program. Now, in a moment, we're going to have to wind up, and I'm going to ask in a minute, I'm giving a forewarning now, Nathan to say goodbye to everybody after I finish my next bit of comment. So, okay, are you ready to do that, Nathan? Just say goodbye. See you next month.
Goodbye. See you next month.
Well, I'll ask you in a minute to do it again. Before I do that, I'm going to thank Denise Guest for driving the program, Charlotte Osland for producing, and it's been great to have Nathan and Amy here as my special guests this morning. And over to you, Nathan.
Goodbye. I'll see you next month or speak to you.
Excellent. Well done. God bless.